You are going to listen to Ben, a career advisor in the Young Entrepreneur section at an international career fair in Vancouver, Canada. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi there, I'm Ben. Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur section of the International Career Trends Fair.
Hi Ben, I'm Carol. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
My pleasure, Carol. What is your main motivation for visiting us at this year's fair?
Well, I'll be graduating from high school in a few months, and before I choose what I'd like to study, I'd like to find out about innovative job opportunities. On the fair's website, I saw that one sector focuses on 21st century jobs. I'm excited about being self-employed one day, and I'd love to get some cool ideas.
Ah, I see. We can offer a variety of services here. If you have a question on a specific field or concerning a particular industry, I can put you in touch with one of our experts. Alternatively, we can chat about your interests and ambitions so that I can give you a better idea of what career suits you best. It might actually help you to fill in our online questionnaire first. You'll get the results straight away.
This quiz sounds interesting. Well, I'm thinking of doing something sustainable, something that might help improve the environment. I've always wanted to be actively involved in projects like ocean cleanup or so, but right now I have no idea how competitive this field is and what exactly I could do.
Okay, then let's do the questionnaire first, and I'll book you a time slot with our environmental engineering specialist in about 30 minutes.
Thanks a lot.
Excuse me. Can you help me, please?
Sure. Have a seat.
Thanks. My name's Brian. I've just completed this online questionnaire and was wondering if I could talk about my results and how they match my business idea.
Hi, Brian. I'm Ben. Let's see. What exactly would you like to do?
Well, I absolutely love baking, and I've done some internships at local bakeries already. I'm from the States, but my aim is to open up a small shop selling American scones with various toppings like homemade jam or ice cream in Vienna, Austria.
Ah, interesting. I lived there for 5 years and still have some contacts in the expat network. If you like, I can put you in touch with them. May I ask why you're thinking about Austria?
Sure. My girlfriend is from there and I'd love to relocate. However, I have doubts about being able to run a business there. I've heard the regulations are really strict.
That's true, but if you seek professional advice there and play by the rules, you'll be fine. Shall we have a look at your personality results first?
Okay, why not?
It seems that you're capable of dealing with stress and that you enjoy working with people. These are two crucial character traits if you want to run a shop. Apart from getting a proper license for a bakery, you will also have to deal with the financial aspects and marketing. You need to be the sort of person who pays attention to detail. How do you feel about that?
To be honest with you, I have doubts about my math skills. You know, I'm more the creative kind of person, so all the little numbers tend to confuse me.
In this case, it might be a good idea to look for an experienced tax consultant right at the beginning. I know that there are many in Vienna whose English is brilliant, so they can assist you. How about marketing?
Oh, I can sell. I'm very good at creating a crowd of online followers. My food blog has been running successfully for years.
Great. So let me give you some basic information on the financial side of starting a small shop in Austria, and then we can move on from there.
Hello, sorry, all the places for doing the questionnaire are occupied. Is there a waiting list?
Hello, I'm afraid not. But you can do the questionnaire with me as well. Offline, so to speak. My name's Ben. I'm one of the career advisors.
Oh, great. I'm Laurence. I'll do the offline version then. This is such an interesting fair. You know, I've traveled here all the way from France.
Wow, that's cool. Do you already run a business, or are you thinking of opening one?
Oh, no, not yet. I have a degree in IT and business administration, but I really don't feel like entering the world of big corporations. My dream is to offer IT advice to elderly people, like a kind of mobile service that shows individual clients how to use modern communication tools. My friends have often told me that I am a sensitive listener and I have a lot of patience. Also, I greatly enjoy explaining things and teaching.
What a great idea. I think we can leave out the general questions in our quiz. Let me just ask you about some essential skills you will need for your business idea. Obviously, you're passionate about helping others. For your business, you'll need to get used to traveling around a lot. Have you considered this?
Oh, yes, I have. I'm someone who loves getting around. I don't like the idea of sitting in an office all day long.
Good. You will also need to have an open mind about older people's particular problems when handling technology. Have you thought about cooperating with a nurse specializing in caring for the elderly?
No. Thanks for mentioning that. I hadn't considered this at all. I really need to get input on specific medical conditions so I don't end up trying to make my clients do something that is impossible for them.
Hi there, I'm Ben. Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur section of the International Career Trends Fair.
Hi Ben, I'm Carol. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
My pleasure, Carol. What is your main motivation for visiting us at this year's fair?
Well, I'll be graduating from high school in a few months, and before I choose what I'd like to study, I'd like to find out about innovative job opportunities. On the fair's website, I saw that one sector focuses on 21st century jobs. I'm excited about being self-employed one day, and I'd love to get some cool ideas.
Ah, I see. We can offer a variety of services here. If you have a question on a specific field or concerning a particular industry, I can put you in touch with one of our experts. Alternatively, we can chat about your interests and ambitions so that I can give you a better idea of what career suits you best. It might actually help you to fill in our online questionnaire first. You'll get the results straight away.
This quiz sounds interesting. Well, I'm thinking of doing something sustainable, something that might help improve the environment. I've always wanted to be actively involved in projects like ocean cleanup or so, but right now I have no idea how competitive this field is and what exactly I could do.
Okay, then let's do the questionnaire first, and I'll book you a time slot with our environmental engineering specialist in about 30 minutes.
Thanks a lot.
Excuse me. Can you help me, please?
Sure. Have a seat.
Thanks. My name's Brian. I've just completed this online questionnaire and was wondering if I could talk about my results and how they match my business idea.
Hi, Brian. I'm Ben. Let's see. What exactly would you like to do?
Well, I absolutely love baking, and I've done some internships at local bakeries already. I'm from the States, but my aim is to open up a small shop selling American scones with various toppings like homemade jam or ice cream in Vienna, Austria.
Ah, interesting. I lived there for 5 years and still have some contacts in the expat network. If you like, I can put you in touch with them. May I ask why you're thinking about Austria?
Sure. My girlfriend is from there and I'd love to relocate. However, I have doubts about being able to run a business there. I've heard the regulations are really strict.
That's true, but if you seek professional advice there and play by the rules, you'll be fine. Shall we have a look at your personality results first?
Okay, why not?
It seems that you're capable of dealing with stress and that you enjoy working with people. These are two crucial character traits if you want to run a shop. Apart from getting a proper license for a bakery, you will also have to deal with the financial aspects and marketing. You need to be the sort of person who pays attention to detail. How do you feel about that?
To be honest with you, I have doubts about my math skills. You know, I'm more the creative kind of person, so all the little numbers tend to confuse me.
In this case, it might be a good idea to look for an experienced tax consultant right at the beginning. I know that there are many in Vienna whose English is brilliant, so they can assist you. How about marketing?
Oh, I can sell. I'm very good at creating a crowd of online followers. My food blog has been running successfully for years.
Great. So, let me give you some basic information on the financial side of starting a small shop in Austria, and then we can move on from there.
Hello. Sorry, all the places for doing the questionnaire are occupied. Is there a waiting list?
Hello, I'm afraid not. But you can do the questionnaire with me as well. Offline, so to speak. My name's Ben. I'm one of the career advisors.
Oh, great. I'm Laurence. I'll do the offline version then. This is such an interesting fair. You know, I've traveled here all the way from France.
Wow, that's cool. Do you already run a business, or are you thinking of opening one?
Oh, no, not yet. I have a degree in IT and business administration, but I really don't feel like entering the world of big corporations. My dream is to offer IT advice to elderly people, like a kind of mobile service that shows individual clients how to use modern communication tools. My friends have often told me that I am a sensitive listener and I have a lot of patience. Also, I greatly enjoy explaining things and teaching.
What a great idea. I think we can leave out the general questions in our quiz. Let me just ask you about some essential skills you will need for your business idea. Obviously, you're passionate about helping others. For your business, you'll need to get used to traveling around a lot. Have you considered this?
Oh, yes, I have. I'm someone who loves getting around. I don't like the idea of sitting in an office all day long.
Good. You will also need to have an open mind about older people's particular problems when handling technology. Have you thought about cooperating with a nurse specializing in caring for the elderly?
No. Thanks for mentioning that. I hadn't considered this at all. I really need to get input on specific medical conditions so I don't end up trying to make my clients do something that is impossible for them.